It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
And now, from the world of the supernatural, as we are inching closer to Halloween, Daryl, not a listener, just a random dude on the internet, has a unique skill.
Okay.
It involves an alien.
Yes.
He says he can channel one.
Oh.
And he actually, kind of like how a someone who is a fortune teller or something like that can sometimes channel the dead, you know, and they can speak to
through
you.
Them, yes.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And so you can ask like that person questions from your deceased aunt, and your deceased aunt can speak through the person. Right. So
okay.
Daryl can channel aliens in a similar way.
I'm about to have an interview with an extraterrestrial.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to allow him to share his message.
Yeah, so that's Daryl talking with an interviewer.
Right.
And he's like, hey, I am going to try to speak through and allow this alien to come through my voice.
Okay. Shall I let him come through?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, by all
That's
means,
why we're
yes.
here, Daryl.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Give me just a minute.
Another thing, good day to you this day of your time. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you, Michelle?
Perfect. Thank you. Please, by all means, you may proceed however you wish, but allow us to thank you for the co-creation of this opportunity to exchange ideas and information with you.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. What kind of I was trying to put my finger on what kind of like nationality. It's not quite Irish.
Well, I am just impressed that the alien speaks English.
Yes. Either as clearly that, as he does.
Either that or Daryl
is translating.
Translates it, but
before it comes out of his mouth.
But
yeah.
The way normally that works is your body then just becomes the vehicle for whoever the spirit is. That's the idea, right? So if the alien is speaking in tongues or is speaking a different language, you would then also do it as well.
That's kind of what I was expecting. I was expecting like a lot of something like
that. I was expecting a language that I couldn't understand.
Right.
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 Instead, we got something
kind of like, top of the morning to
you. By all means, you may proceed however you wish, but allow us to thank you for the co-creation of this opportunity to exchange ideas and information
Such
with
manners.
You.
Such manners. Such manners.
Yeah, very proper sounding alien.
So polite.
When we think alien, what are we thinking? Are we thinking from outer space?
Or are we just thinking... No, this is outer space. This is outer space. This is like E.T. phone home.
Okay.
This is, you know, gray man with the big eyes, really long fingers.
Sure.
Yeah. So are we thinking maybe he was beamed up to the mothership? They did some probing, and that is now how he's able to be connected and channel the alien to talk to us in interviews.
I mean, does he explain that in the interview?
I don't know.
I don't have that explanation on
guessing.
The interview.
I'm just guessing that's probably how their connection initially started. There has to be some sort of story like that, right? He wasn't just like going about his life and then all of a sudden an alien takes over his body temporarily to communicate.
He says he can channel these extraterrestrial beings.
And so he
actually
is it the whole crew on the ship maybe?
This is a business for him. So it's a business. Yeah, so he can like go out and
do they get a cut?
I don't know.
Huh.
Daryl's 73.
Got it.
And apparently one of the entities is named Bashar, and Bashar is from the future.
Oh, the future.
Yeah.
Oh, we're time traveling aliens too.
I mean, this is what he says.
What a talent.
This is what he says. So
okay.
Wait,
I'm really curious. Did we get to the part in the interview about like, tell us about the future? What's going to happen? I think we all want to know that, right?
Yeah, it doesn't say in the interview.
Ah, dang it.
I think you got to buy tickets.
You have to buy tickets to find the future from the alien that Daryl can channel?
That's a shame. It's
How
a
much
real
do
shame.
They cost and where do I have to go?
I don't know. They're probably $20.
I'll buy it. I'll go watch.
Anyways, we will post it up at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
Do you think it's anything like the Ryan Gosling SNL sketch with Kate McKinnon where they debrief after?
We'll have to pull that up.
Immediately what I think of.
Yeah.
I need Daryl to tell me about that too.
About being probed?
Being on the ship, because he had to have been on the ship and been probed. I mean, how else did he get chosen for such a role as this?
Right?
I mean, that's amazing. What an experience.
Close Encounter, Saturday Night Live
sketch.
Yes! Kate McKinnon.
She has a different experience than the other two. Always.
She always does.
Always does.
Yes, I see. Now, when you all awoke, were you clothed?
I was wrapped in like a robe made out of warm, glowing energy.
Yeah, like a blanket made out of pure love.
Yeah, a little different for me. I had my shirt I came in with, but my pants were gone.
I wonder if Daryl's experience is kind of like...
I wonder.
That.
I just need to know if he was cloaked in a blanket of energy full of love.
Right, full of love.
Or if he was pantsless.
He was pantsless, right.
Yeah, I need to know. Okay.
All right. Well,
wow, I'm fascinated. Yeah. I want to find out where to see him and how much the tickets are.
Like I said, probably $20.
I need to know the future, guessing. According to the aliens.
There is a lot of words. The sun has...
The sun, they always get the scoop, don't they?
They have this, like I said, a lot of words to sift through.
Okay.
So if you're ready to read, go ahead.
Do a deep dive.
At Ben might and be Kelly it. Show.
So. You might have some special knowledge. Yeah. Not everybody has.
There you go.
Wow, where did we start?
Daryl has unique skills, and he's sharing them with all of us.
Thank you, Daryl. What a gift.
Yeah, what a gift indeed. You know those chance encounters that we always have that maybe you see someone and you're not in the right position to maybe get a name or a number. So how do you reach back out to them?
Well, you do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Ladies first.
Sure.
Let's go to Costco.
All right.
You were eating all the samples at Costco.
Okay. They have tasty. A lot of good samples.
Right. Yeah. Tasty. This feels silly to do, but it's a last ditch effort.
No.
I noticed you while shopping at Costco. At some point, I felt that perhaps you would also take notice of me and shared a mutual attraction.
That's where it starts.
Our hands touched.
Oh.
As we both reached for a sample of Sun Chips.
Okay.
We both shared sheepish glances at each other as the electricity from your warm, dry hand sent sparks through my body.
Oh, my. Okay, Sun Chips.
I was shopping with a male, so it may have looked like we were potentially a couple. However, it was just my brother.
Okay, brother is fine.
Anyway, did you think that I might be following you to each sample table? Because I was. From Sun Chips to those mini granola bars,
oh.
To the cheese,
okay.
To the crackers,
okay.
To the trail mix,
right.
To the Asian dumplings,
okay.
Those are really good, to the shrimp cocktail, to okay. The yogurt smoothie,
oh
to the
God.
Honey ham. Oh my God. You and I practically were on our first dinner date.
Wow.
That was pretty full.
They hit up a lot.
Yeah, I playfully asked you, though, if you'd like to wander over to the food counter after we checked out to wash everything down with a soda and a churro.
Oh, those churros are good.
I winked, and then you told me that you needed something sweeter than a churro and winked back.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to seal the deal right then and there.
Wow.
I was revved up and ready to go.
Okay.
But just then, my good-for-nothing brother got sick all over the peanut butter display.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So after dealing with him and the stinky cleanup, you were gone.
Oh.
For some reason, I have not been able to stop thinking about this. And what if I would have found the courage to ditch my brother and go with you?
Just bye.
Laying all there in the peanut butter puke. I've never done this, but I have no idea how else I might be able to get in touch with you. Maybe you were also thinking of me and that churro.
Oh, probably.
I hope this message finds you well and we can have a proper date.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It sounds like they did get a bona fide meal.
They did a lot there at Costco.
Did it. My dad would do the same thing, but he'd go to Sam's Club.
Craigslist missed connection.
Man for woman. It was 4 years ago. Ariel?
Wait a second. We're reaching out after 4 years have gone by?
I want to be part of your world.
Oh, look at that. Quoting. Wow.
Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint.
I've had the odd complaint? Oh, wow. He's still quoting music lyrics?
Yes, I may have accidentally had some fun naked time with your mother, and I can't change that now.
What? Where did that come from? I don't think that's in the movie.
That's the movie either. I spent most of my life searching for that special relationship, and I threw it all away for a drunken night of wildness.
Wow, with somebody's mom? I'm really confused.
What we need to do is move on.
Okay.
Don't underestimate the importance of body language.
What is happening? You just quoted Ursula. What is happening?
Yes.
What is happening?
Yes, I am also still married to Catherine.
What?
But it's important to remember, life's full of tough choices, isn't it?
Why are we still married to Kathleen and reaching out to Ariel the Disney princess?
I still love you.
Great.
Please, let's make this work. Let's get crazy, dress up, play make-believe, and watch Disney movies like we used to.
I don't think this is a Prince Eric. I really don't.
Before the whole mom incident happened.
Mom incident? And what about the wife?
I forgot
about the wife. And whose mom is it? Is it Ariel's mom?
I got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
Of course you do. I don't think they're dingle hoppers, though.
Wait. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore.
Okay, why?
But my heart and my dingle hopper.
Oh, dang it, he didn't say it.
It's lonely and needs you.
It's a wrong dingle hopper. Oh.
If there's one thing we should hold on to in this world, it's our love.
No, no. I think Ariel swam away from you.
Remember,
for a reason.
The seaweed is always greener in someone else's lake.
Okay.
And since all that confusion was 4 years ago, that's all out of my system.
I'm real confused.
And
now,
I'm ready to receive.
Okay.
So, will you?
No.
Be my Ariel.
Uh-uh.
And I can be your Triton.
Triton?
Wait a minute.
That's
not her dad.
Isn't
that her dad?
That's her dad.
Are you wanting Eric?
What is happening?
Isn't that what we're wanting, Eric?
He seemed like he had a wealth of knowledge about that, but he missed a few
but
key plot points.
He missed a couple points.
He missed a couple of plot points. What is happening?
All right, so
there was a lot.
There was a lot.
And I don't know whose mom is involved. He's apparently married
to
Catherine.
Married.
Does Catherine know about all this?
There's a mom and there's another woman. So this guy is in a world. All right, so
Ariel, stay away.
Whether you're having your first dinner at Costco and your brother's getting sick
on
the samples.
It was just sideways when brother puked with the peanut butter. So.
Yes. Or
no, sir.
You're looking for your Ariel.
No.
It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connections.
I'm not going to say what I think a screen name might be.
Oh, no, what?
Disney Fans 69.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So gender reveals kind of been around for the past decade, right? Those sort of like parties and just the...
It's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You go and get the answer at the ultrasound, put in a sealed envelope, right?
Some are elaborate, others are simple.
Yeah.
Ariel's simple... Gosh, that's so weird that the star of our Setting the Bar story's name is Ariel.
Exactly, perfect timing.
We just literally
have... Perfect timing.
That is so wild. Ariel's simple idea was absolutely ruined.
Hi, Ariel. Please give me a call regarding your order.
Uh-oh.
Yep, it's a Setting the Bar story.
Oh, dang it, somebody didn't get the assignment.
Would also like to know how your gender reveal was ruined, or if you had a unique one that you'd like to share.
Fun stuff.
All right, that's on the way. Hang on. Have you ever been a part of a gender reveal party? How did it go? Was it awkward? It's 99.70 JX. This is a Setting the Bar story.
Yeah, so this is kind of how not to do that, maybe. Yeah,
maybe. If you can manage to make it through the day without ruining the gender reveal party by leaving a voicemail on the expecting mother's phone.
Oh, no.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Mom didn't want to know yet.
Yeah. So, okay. This got posted to TikTok. That's why it's getting a lot of attention. Her name's Ariel. And she posted how her bakery accidentally... left her a voicemail because what she had done, she'd given the bakery a sealed envelope from the doctor, right?
Yeah, I had the results, and yes. They're like, all right, so these are the fillings based on whatever the gender is. I don't want to know.
Right.
We're going to find out when we slice.
Raspberry or strawberry for a girl.
Uh-huh.
Blackberry or blueberry for a boy. That was the request.
Tasty.
Yeah. So she placed the order. Someone from the bakery called and left this voicemail.
Hi, Ariel. Please give me a call regarding your order. You ordered a single lemon with blackberry, and we don't have blackberry filling.
Oh, gosh! Oh, gosh!
So
we know what it is. Yeah, it's a boy!
Yeah, if you're keeping track, blackberry equals boy. She's having a boy.
The only thing that actually makes the lemon single lemon is the lemon curd, and you want a gender reveal. So we need to talk about the cake.
Yeah, so...
Oh, that just sailed right by the baker, didn't it?
Now the baker felt bad. The bakery felt bad. Gave her a full refund.
I was going to say, but, just kidding. I was just lying.
Yeah, but
I was just kidding.
Add insult to injury, they actually did have the blackberry filling. So the entire voicemail was unnecessary.
So that was all for
naught. Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Oh, wow.
It was unnecessary.
Oh.
So,
did they have the party anyway?
I mean, you have to. Right?
But then just the guests find out. You knew.
Yeah.
And which I think, sometimes it happens. Like, sometimes the parents know, but they're just surprising their friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of think that's how it, if you're choosing to have a party like that, that's how it should probably be. Well,
just so that you can plan your reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially
because you
if
never
you really are rooting for one
right,
or the other.
Right, exactly. You never went on camera, like the disappointment.
Right, like your genuine first reaction before you're able to process.
And then, little Susie or little Timmy later sees the gender reveal party. He's like, oh, you didn't actually want me. Great,
right.
Thanks.
Oh, you were disappointed. That's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
So anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story.
Oh, man.
But how was your gender reveal ruined? Do you have a story? Do you have a unique party? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. How was your gender reveal ruined? Or did you have one that was unique?
Went a little wonky, maybe.
Yeah. 502-795-1997. Got one from Kim. Said, I've been to too many gender reveal parties where it was way too awkward. Here's a tip. If you're really hoping for one gender or the other, to the extent you'll clearly be disappointed, don't do a public gender reveal.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Really? Really? Oh, my gosh.
Allie said, hey, during my ultrasound to find out the gender, we wanted it sealed for the bakery. The ultrasound tech said, oh, look away or you'll see something you don't want to see. Thanks for letting me know I'm having a son. He's now 12.
Oh, gosh.
Now, to be fair, I could have taken that both ways. Like, you're going to see something, either the hamburger buns or the turtle.
Exactly.
That you're not going to.
Like, you don't want to know the answer. You're going to see the answer.
Yeah, exactly. So I could have taken it that way.
Right.
Amy.
I don't know if it was actually ruined, but we wanted a boy.
Uh-huh.
So my wife and I totally looked in the envelope ahead of time, and then gave the envelope to a friend to plan a gender reveal party and acted surprised.
Oh, so you didn't want your genuine reaction to be with everyone else.
Just in case.
Correct.
I think that's smart.
Right? I think so too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because you don't want any sort of disappointment or whatever.
Then they'll be like, well, they're awful people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. You don't want any sort of disappointment to be on camera or anything like that. So
correct.
Right.
Yeah, and so good news is though, we got a boy, so it all worked out.
Ah, there you go. Perfect.
Aw, Jenny said we had a cake with a colored pacifier hidden for the reveal, but otherwise it wasn't anything crazy.
All right.
That's cute.
Yeah. Lynn messaged, we did a gender reveal on a small scale, only families at Christmas, so we were already getting together with cake and cookies. Main difference, though, we knew the gender already. I would never want to find out in a group. You just don't know how you'll feel at first.
Sure.
I wanted a girl. I was convinced it was a boy. It was a girl, and I was just kind of shocked at first. If I felt like anyone in the group was very committed to one gender or another, I wouldn't want to do a big reveal. And I agree. It would just be too awkward.
It would be awkward.
Yeah.
It is tough for people to hide their true feelings just right
and
out the gate.
Then, you know, we were saying earlier, it's like, could you imagine showing the video to your kid?
Oh, no.
Later, it's like, hey.
You don't look happy.
Hey, look, Timmy, we wanted you to be a girl.
Oh, gosh.
Or, hey, look, Shelly. We actually wanted you to be a boy.
I'll be honest. I was super convinced that our first was going to be a girl.
Yeah.
Like we had the name Ava Grace picked mm-hmm. out. And then we find out and I call my mom and I said, Ava Grace has a penis. And I'm not really sure how we're going to deal with that.
I don't know how we're going to deal with that. I guess we could still call her Ava.
I had to wrap my brain around it because my husband, and I, he did boy names. Yeah. I did girl names. Yeah. So whoever won, that was the name.
Whoever won, it was competition.
Exactly. So it was Jake Ryan, Jacob Ryan.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was kind of like, I was dealing with losing the competition,
yeah.
First of all. And then we find out with the second one, I fell so in love with being a boy mom, I kind of was like, I don't know if I want another.
Yeah.
I want a girl now. And then it was a girl, and I was like, oh. Okay, this is good.
All right, this is good.
This is really good. And
yeah,
it was perfect.
My wife and I wanted to keep it all a surprise, keep it a secret until the kids were born. Wanted all
you
that.
You wanted to go the whole distance.
And
find out in the delivery room.
That was our initial plan. And then.
That takes a lot of willpower.
When we found. I think the biggest shock was, oh, there's two in there.
Yeah, that kind of throws everything out the window, doesn't it?
All right, well, we got twins. That was a surprise. So, and then it was just like, all right, they're girls. And
yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I felt like for me, I had to know as soon as possible so that I could feel like I wanted to plan. And then I felt like by the time I met them, I had already known them.
Yeah.
Because I kind of, in my mind, knew
who
they were going to be.
We got a text from a listener. I work for a place that has a light show. And one option is for the light show is gender reveal.
Oh, wow.
The first one we did, the technology glitched and revealed the wrong gender.
What? Did they go the rest of the pregnancy thinking it was one gender and then it was the other at the delivery room?
The dad thought it was funny. The mom didn't mind. She was just excited for the baby. The grandma, not so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty sure we ruined her grandchild's life.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
When technology fails you.
Oh gosh. Well, yeah, you get in one mindset and then to be thrown a curveball at that point. Oh my gosh.
That's funny. Right,
but so, yes, it's, I mean, at the end of the day, a healthy baby.
Yeah, the biggest reward.
That's the big thing, yeah. And
blessing. All right, good stories there. Good stories. It's 99.7 JX. All right, still to come this hour, another big shock a listener had, and it's our group therapy. And now she doesn't really know what to do with the info she has now from her boyfriend. Kelly Kay.
So the Chicago Marathon last week. And a video of a late finisher is going viral. Jeanette took just over 10 hours to do it, but she never quit. She literally missed the official finish by about 12 minutes.
Oh, no.
And by the time she finished, organizers had packed up.
Yeah, at some point they got to, like, be done with it.
So her mom made a homemade finish line out of a belt, and here she is crossing the line.
There you go.
I mean, she still had, you know, some of her supporters there, and they did still have some volunteers to be able to just give them their medal.
Oh, that's
right
good.
There.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, they knew there were still some people on the course, so they were there to still get their medal. They just didn't have the official finish line still erected.
Right.
You can see that video, and there's also they also interviewed on their local news there in Chicago the actual on time last finisher, like that still made it under the deadline. You can see all of that at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm at a crossroads here. I need a little advice.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend of 3 years just told me he's not sure he ever wants to get married.
Oh.
I was floored. Like, when did you decide this? Have you always known this? So as you can imagine, I'm pretty emotional about the whole thing.
Right.
Am I totally wasting my time here? Should I break it off? Do I stick with him in the hopes that he's going to change his mind? I do really love him, but, you know, I do want to get married eventually.
Yeah, sure.
I'm so mad, but hoping he's going to change his mind. What should I do? I told my friend, and she told me maybe to wait and he'll change his mind. But part of me is just thinking she's telling me what I want to hear.
Right.
I haven't told my family yet because I don't need to open the hornet's nest right now. So, Ben and Kelly, I'm trusting you. No pressure, LOL. Seriously, though, thank you for even considering my situation, Abby.
So, it sounds like if she went to her family, she already knows her family. Like, get rid of him!
Yep, no!
Get out of there!
No!
In fact, tell us where he lives!
He's not worth it! Yeah.
Yeah, and I can also understand the whole family thing, too, because if they end up working out, she doesn't want to taint him in her family's eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so Chloe's saying he's been with you 3 years and said this. Cut your losses now. He doesn't want to marry you. You're not the one.
Jeez.
Ooh, Nancy needs more context. Does he not want to get married to anyone ever or you?
Well, but I feel like that is...
Well, that's ultimately
The thing.
That's the thing. So if he's saying he just doesn't want to get married ever, that could be
it's just
his
not the
way
right.
of saying I don't want to marry you, but it's less harsh if it's just generalized.
And so I don't think this is something that he maybe thought from the jump, right?
Well, Rebecca said talk to him. Does he not want a commitment or just doesn't want the government involved in his relationship more than they have to be? Y'all act like he's stealing Christmas presents. A lot of people don't want to go the marriage route anymore. Just talk to him. Well, okay, yes, but if she does want the marriage route, that's
she does.
Going to be
that's,
the problem.
That's the difference there.
Like, are they just never going to be on the same page, or is he just not there yet?
She sees herself with a husband and maybe kids, she said, right?
Yes.
And so if
and they're
he,
3 years in. I mean, it's different if it's 6 months in.
Now... Yeah, because I don't necessarily want to tell Abby, well, just shift your ideals and if he's
just give up the idea that you want to get married and just be happy.
And just be happy as partners.
Yeah.
Because if that's what he wants,
if she knows she wants to be married, then she's not going to be able to not want that anymore.
Interesting. All right. Well, tell us, especially if this was your situation, what happened?
Yes,
right?
Like, were you dating someone that said, nope, never getting married? And then they ended up changing their mind if you stuck it out a little bit?
Or you stuck it out for, you know, so long and then
five
you're
more
like...
5 more years are like, still not wanting to get married. Dang, then you wasted way more years.
I'll have to tell you about my friend. because this was a thing. It was like waiting. And what happened?
Listen,
and wait until you hear how long.
I do have a friend, too.
Okay, so we got a couple stories to get to.
My story will give Abby hope. Maybe. Maybe.
Mine won't.
Oh, God!
All right. So a couple different stories to get to, plus yours. 502-795-1997. We'll get to those on the way next. What happens when your boyfriend of 3 years all of a sudden drops the bomb on you that, hey, you know what? Never really thinking I want to get married.
Yeah, and when you do, you're suddenly at a crossroads. Or are you? Like, would he down the road? Maybe he's just not ready at this point in his life, but maybe later.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX.
Do you wait?
Kelly, not you. Texter said dated a guy for 8 years. Yes, 8 years.
Ooh.
When I finally had enough of waiting and made up my mind that I was done, I broke things off. And that's when he decided, oh, wait. I actually want to be with you. Get married. All the things. But by then, I had mentally moved on. She needs to break things off, maybe to make him see what he has in front of him.
Ooh,
sometimes
boy.
Guys need to miss what they don't have.
Okay. But then are you going to truly believe that that's what they want, or they just didn't want to lose you, but then they're
doing it because
they truly don't want to be married? And then is that okay?
Hey, Crystal, what was your situation?
So I was with someone for 6 years who said they never wanted to get married, and I finally ended that. And then within a few weeks, I met the man that I'm married to now.
Oh, see, it was meant to be. Oh, goodness. So do you have any regret that you spent 6 years with someone that didn't, or did you just think, well, that's what had to happen to get me to where I am now?
Yeah, I do regret it. I wish that I would have left sooner.
So did you know soon in that that wasn't going to happen and you were just kind of waiting around?
No, I didn't. He didn't tell me for a couple of years.
Oh, so you're almost in the same situation that Abby is in currently.
But then you're like, okay, I'll just wait it out a little bit longer. Maybe he'll change his mind. And he never did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Crystal, glad to hear that you're in a good spot now.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it does. Now you're with who you're supposed to be. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So my friend, when I knew her in college, she had already been dating her boyfriend for 4 years. She wound up dating him for 12 years.
And?
Ended up breaking up with him.
Oh, no.
Because
12 years.
12 years.
She wasted.
Yep. And so, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 12 years.
Let's see. I have a friend who was kind of like thought he was going to be a forever bachelor. Like just wasn't going to be the marrying type.
Yeah.
And then he met the right person. So
oh,
not
gosh.
Like he was with someone for a long time and then finally decided to marry them. He was somebody different that he finally decided to marry. So I guess that's not going to help. Okay, dang it. Well, okay, so Nick says just because he tells you he never wants to be married, it does not mean he doesn't want to be with you. I've been with my girlfriend for 14 years now. Marriage is just a piece of paper to some of us. If you're happy, let it be. Okay, well, Nick,
now,
but if marriage is something she wants.
Yeah, Justin said, my wife said the same thing to me, but we've been married for 9 years. The right person can change his mind.
Ooh.
So maybe that's the telling thing.
I think she's going to break up with him. She's got to break up with him, and then that's going to really force him to decide, am I going to risk losing her? Or maybe that's going to really show him what she does mean to him, because for right now, he's kind of taking it for granted because he has her.
Yeah, and I just can't get over the fact that, like, he just laid that on her. It's almost like a...
maybe she had the talk, like, they're 3 years in, like, where do you see us going? Are you thinking
I don't
we're
going to
be getting engaged soon? Because, you know, maybe she's just been letting it go on for 3 years and they really haven't had the discussion. But now that they're 3 years in, she's like, all right, I'm going to have this conversation. I'll start the conversation. Like, what are you seeing as far as plans to get engaged?
Mm-hmm.
When do you see us having kids? Like, having those conversations.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I wasn't thinking we were going to get married. I just kind of like the way it is.
I mean, I feel like this is almost a passive way of breaking up.
Yes, that's like my gut, and a lot of people in the comments are saying, honey, he's telling you he doesn't want to marry you.
Yeah,
but he's
he's
trying to make it less harsh
by
making it generalized.
Yeah, that's tough to hear, Abby. So maybe,
it's really hard to hear, especially when you love this man.
Maybe you sick your hornet's nest family on him.
Well, I think maybe she breaks up with him first, and then if he sees the light, then she can make that decision on if she feels like he's sincere.
And then he's like, oh, all of a sudden now I don't have her.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
So I think
it will
leave
take...
the family out okay. of it until we figure that part out because right. we don't need their opinions.
All right, so it looks like
murkying up the waters.
It looks like this needs to just come to an end.
Yeah, okay. I feel like right. you know what you want, and you shouldn't right. have to alter your life goals just because he's not on the same page.
Okay, that is that's tough to hear, Abby. But you asked us for the honesty, and there it is.
So let us know.
Yeah,
what
keep us posted. What happens? We're pulling for you. We hope the best.
And like we just heard one of our listeners, this could be, you know, closing one door but opening the right door.
Right.
You just never know how it's going to play out.
Right. Just like Crystal, who we just heard from.
But
too,
you've got to take action.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We're going to get to hear three fun stories.
Three fun stories. And the star of the story is either going to be an innocent, sweet little kid or a drunk adult making a bad decision.
One of the stories could start like this, maybe.
I pooped in my neighbor's jack-o'-lantern.
So we'll find out that fun ending.
Oh, that's a setting the bar, right? Don't do that.
I mean, that Don't is kind of that. A setting the bar story.
Okay.
All right. So 502-795-1997. I will say that this batch of little kid drunk adult definitely has a lane.
Okay, it's got a lane.
It's got a lane.
Okay.
All right. So
we know the lane.
If you want to play, call us. We'll hook you up with Nightmare Run tickets. That's all coming up. All right, we're going to play a fun little game. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And let's bring Amanda into the fold here. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi there.
She sounds a little unsure.
Good morning.
I feel like there's some trepidation.
Oh, she's excited because she wants to hear the end of this fun little...
I pooped in my neighbor's jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. Yes, we all want to hear the
we'll
end of that.
We'll get to that here
we
in a minute.
We all want to hear the end of that.
We'll get to that here in a minute.
Yes.
Amanda is from Pekin, has blonde hair, drives a Suburban, is a teacher, and is married.
Yay. And you have a lot of kids, right?
Did she bail on us?
Hello? Oh, this is awkward.
Oh, sorry. I have 7 kids.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Amanda.
Hang on. I was on mute because I had to discipline.
No.
7 kids.
No.
Okay.
You're on mute because I had to tell the guy my order number.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amanda's
you're
trying
too.
To multitask and order breakfast.
That is a lot going on.
At the same time, she's playing this game.
Inconveniently timed for Amanda in her life.
I know. I'm so sorry. All right. So, Amanda, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult. We'll try to whip through this as quick as possible. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
No problem. I'm good now.
All right. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Okay. You're going to hear three stories. You have to determine as the star of the story, little kid or drunk adult.
Sounds great.
All right, here we go. First one.
I got caught by the water police going number 2 off a boat.
The water police. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I mean, I could see that being both. I could see it being a little kid who just can't.
I would tell my kids, like, you're not doing that on the boat.
Yeah, so.
But
I mean,
feel like because of the water police, like, they would turn their head a little bit if it was a kid.
But here's the thing. The fish do it in there. What's the difference?
It's a little different.
Bears do it in there.
Bears? Okay.
What, don't they?
I don't think bears. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, if I believe the Charmin commercials, they do it near a tree.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, need an answer here.
I think probably an adult.
Prior adult.
That's what
drunk
I'm thinking,
too. All right, both of you saying drunk adult?
Yes. I was a drunk adult.
Yes,
drunk adult is it. Yeah. You're right.
I had to go number 2 really bad, but one of my friends was seasick, throwing up in the only bathroom. So I dropped my pants and went poo off the side of the boat.
Oh,
what else
my
are you
gosh.
Supposed to do? What else are you supposed to do? Try to use the bathroom.
Gosh.
It was taken up by
crying.
That sounds like a boat ride from you know what.
Yes, it does.
What's going on?
Yes, it does.
Unfortunately, the water police saw what I was doing and arrested me for public intoxication and indecent exposure.
Oh my god, she got arrested.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
Oh, she got arrested as the boat pooper, the drunk boat pooper.
All right, Amanda, you're 1 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I fell off a 5-foot concrete wall and did not go to the hospital.
Oh.
Okay.
Fell off a 5-foot concrete wall.
Bounced
didn't...
right back up.
Just a Humpty Dumpty.
I'm okay.
Boom.
I'm okay. All right.
Now, little kid.
You're saying
I'm
little kid.
I'm not taking my kids either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think little kid. They're bouncy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of you saying little kid?
I was a little kid.
Yay!
Yes, that's right. Little kid.
I was actually at my Nana's beauty shop. She had apartments down below, and I was standing on the wall. We oftentimes would play out there. Probably not a good idea. And I fell off of it one day. I started to catch myself, but the left arm gave away, smacked my face on the concrete. 1,000% should have went to the hospital, but instead my Nana scooped me up and put the magic paper towels on my face.
Just put the magic paper towels.
It's going to be fine.
Hey, this will be fine.
Gotcha.
Yep, you'll be fine.
It's going to be fine. Shake it off. Put some dirt on it.
You'll be fine. All right. Amanda, one more.
Gave her a kiss and she was good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Amanda, you know what's coming, don't you?
Yes, I hope we'll get this one right.
I pooped in my neighbor's jack-o'-lantern.
The way that he says it,
I know,
is kind of irreverent.
Oh shoot! Right? All right, little kid, drunk adult.
It has to be a drunk adult, like just a, like a vendetta.
Yeah.
Okay, so
like
you
bad
think
neighbor?
There's yeah. It's a malicious pooping.
It's a malicious pooping.
Not like I just can't find a bathroom right now.
It's a dude that is going.
No.
You know what? I am going to target this house.
Yes.
I do not like this neighbor.
Now it could be a little kid who is upset about the really bad Halloween candy.
Okay. All right, so Kelly's saying little kid.
Yeah.
Amanda, you're saying drunk adult, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
That was shocking.
It was a sharp left turn.
It was the week of Halloween.
I hope my son doesn't do that.
He better never.
Oh, gosh.
My dad was cheating on my mom with the lady next door.
Well, that escalated.
I did not see that coming.
I decided to poop in her jack-o'-lantern 5 days before Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I'm not sure she ever noticed it, but at least it made me feel like I got some justice for my mom.
Wow.
Oh, that is completely validated.
Yeah, I don't believe it at all. It's for my mom.
That is for my mom.
I did it for my mom.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
I love it.
Oh, I need to hear the rest of that
story,
don't you?
Amanda, you're right. That is validated. Like, I'm not even mad at the kid.
Now I hope my son does poop in someone's pumpkin
exactly.
down the road and is protecting me.
In my honor.
Yes, he's defending me.
Yes. Oh,
Amanda,
wow.
you have been a delight. Thank you for allowing us to invade your personal space here this morning.
And your order.
No problem at all.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna put you on hold a real quick sec and get a little info from you, okay? We'll hook you up with a prize.
Sounds good.
All right. Hang on.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So you've heard some examples.
Yes, yeah.
How this game goes.
This is great.
You got one that you want
to
contribute.
We'd love to hear it.
Just send us a little voice note. Give us a teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Little kid, drunk adult. Like I said, we're less than 10 minutes away from Throwback Thursday, which we do every Thursday right around this time here on 99.7DJX. First, a feel-good story.
Well, so this is kind of a scary situation during a morning commute. Bus driver passed out at the wheel and was having seizures.
Mm.
So quick-thinking passenger had to jump up and help out the driver. Coffee still in hand. The passenger tended to the driver. A second passenger jumped behind the wheel, managed to steer it, and figure out how to call dispatch in Colorado Springs.
Dispatch, I am on number one, Southbound Academy. Your bus driver is having a seizure.
The quick-thinking passenger somehow managed to find the foot brake on the bus, familiarize himself with the wheel in seconds, and even communicate with dispatch over the radio. All with zero training or experience.
I am parking the bus. He's breathing, but the seizure seems to have stopped.
It was automatic. I did not know the controls. It was get the wheel, get on the radio, let them know that this man needs help.
Wow.
Yeah, and so they were able to, you know, put the bus in park, didn't get in an accident, so all of that was good. The unfortunate thing is the bus driver ended up passing away.
Oh, my gosh.
First responders couldn't revive him.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, just scary situation there, but could have been a lot worse had they not stepped in. You can see the whole story, WDJX.com.
So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Lillian, you get it. Fergalicious, all caps. She says, please.
But when you ask nicely.
Fergie.
tasty. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Megan says two things. Number one, you ever think people make up their little kid drunk adult stories? Also, are you opposed to that?
Not opposed to it.
Number two, need a good throwback song. My fiance and I broke up a couple of weeks ago. We just moved out over the weekend. It's been emotional.
Aww.
However, I'm getting my independence back as an independent woman.
All right.
So let's do Independent Woman by Destiny's Child. Unless Ben wants to do an adjacent request with I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T.
All right, let's do that.
You know what I mean?
Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Little spelling lesson here, all right?
Yes.
All right. Spelled with all E's, by the way. There's no A's in it.
That's right.
All right, Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Kimberly needs Spice Girls, question mark. Pretty, pretty, please.
Okay. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
By the way, text line is down a little bit. Like we can see your text. We can't respond. Just because we're not responding doesn't mean we don't love you. We just can't.
That's true.
Ashley says, Killer Mike, Kryptonite.
Oh.
Maybe a little out of the lane, but a first-class hype song.
Yes.
Throwback to Sully's days.
Oh, the Sully's days.
Sully!
Yes, Sully's.
Sully!
Oh, man, that is another one of those places where you'd get up on the bar.
This is not Killer
and
Mike,
though. And you'd be dancing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and the DJ would toss down some kryptonite, and you'd throw your drinks up in the air, and be like, yeah!
Except for this is not Killer Mike.
Throwback Thursday!
Three doors down.
Yeah, Kryptonite, Throwback Thursday.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Throwback Thursday here at 99.7 EJX. By the way, sorry, Chase.
Sorry, Chase going into work.
Yeah,
we couldn't meet the deadline.
We couldn't meet the deadline. Listen, sometimes you got to be on our time schedule.
Dang it.
Sorry. Shout out to Katie on her 12th birthday. That's pretty cool.
Happy birthday,
try to get
Katie
to a song for you here coming up on 99.7 EJX. Jessica rolls in. Red jumpsuit apparatus.
Oh, wow.
Wow. All
it's right. been a minute.
It has been a minute for this.
Good one.
Yeah, get our little rock fix
rock
out here real quick.
Yeah.
On Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Hey, girl, you know you're devil in the water. Makes a ripple effect. Every action in this world about our contemplation. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Megan has a Sully story she wants to share real quick. She goes, I fell off the bar onto a lady in a wheelchair at Sully's once. Oh, Megan!
You know what? Everybody's got a Sully story.
Ouch! I bet
everybody's
that lady really
got a Sully.
That was funny.
Yeah. Everybody's got a Sully
Everybody.
Story.
Everybody.
I remember coming out of an appearance. I guess it wasn't. It was either Sully's or it was Bar Louisville.
One of the two.
But we were coming out of an appearance there where the radio station was, you know,
and
broadcasting.
You were on the bar saying, who's single and sexy?
Yes, yes. But we had our old promotions director come out.
Uh-huh.
And he got into a fight with another one of our employees who had come out to the bar, too.
That's fun. Were they drunk?
And they did, yes. And and they did the whole thing where one of them kneels behind him and they kind of like shoved him and he fell back over and...
Oh, my God.
I was like, I mean, it was crazy.
Oh, wow. Guys, this is not professional.
I know. Come on now.
By the way, Victoria eats Freak Nasty.
Oh.
If you ain't dipping, you must be tripping.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Aw.
Right?
All together.
Right.
All together. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist here every Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9. Brought to you by Once Upon a Child.
Got a text for Craig David.
Craig David?
OMG.
Oh, my gosh. Remember
honestly,
this?
Honestly, one of the best CDs I own.
This is a vibe right now.
It is a vibe. That whole CD is a vibe. Notice I say CD. Because that's how long ago I bought it.
Right? Throwback Thursday. A little Craig David action here. Yes. All right, enjoy. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, it's 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Andriana and her 4-year-old Kenzie jamming out to Throwback Thursday. Love that. Swifty Kim, hear me out.
Hear me out.
Hear me out.
Hear me out,
hear
she
me
says.
Out. Hear me out. Adele, your choice. Adele.
Oh. That's a...
A little bit of a sharp left turn.
It is.
Craig David, we're vibing right now.
But I gotta be honest.
Okay.
When she hits the hook on this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're all feeling it. Throwback Thursday. Yes, Adele. Yes!
Yes, Adele!
Yes, Adele!
Yes, Adele!
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Sammy Licious is turning 37 on the 27th.
Hi. All right.
Birthday love.
Ashley rolls in, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, can you play a good throwback song? It's my husband's birthday. He is 29. Please, your choice. Well,
oh, wow.
I mean, come
oh,
on.
Oh, well, it's
Ashley,
only appropriate.
I mean, you know what to do.
Brandon, wink, wink.
Hey, we're trying, buddy.
We're
trying. All right, throwback
all right.
Thursday.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride out.
I love wieners. Oh, my God!
Just says I'm embarrassed for you.
Wait, Lindsay wants a thong song. I feel like that's only that's only logical next choice, right? From where we're at right now in this space, I feel like
all right.
Thong song for Lindsay.
All right, we can do that. All right, Throwback Thursday here, 99.70 JX.
Letting all the ladies know
what guys talk about.
Guys talk about.
That's right. That's right. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Yeah, Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back to back. Brad rolls in. Hey, nothing but bangers. How about Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, Jesse J?
Oh, wow. Oh, again.
Oh, bang, bang.
Oh. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, you know what? Anybody who's celebrating a birthday, maybe. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.70 JX.
Derek says y'all talk about Sully's. All the good old days. Remember my youth? My 7-year-old brings me back to life asking if we're talking about Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Yes, yes, we are. We actually are. And Mike Wazowski.
And Mike Wazowski.
That's right. Both. That's exactly what we're talking about. 100%. Crazy. Michelle Valley Station, we've got your rock radioactive, which, fun fact, we saw a text from her. And it said, I accidentally sent my brother a boob pic. That was her last text to her before this request. Sorry, Michelle.
I love doing the history.
A little rock there. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Chelsea rolls in. Oh, can you play a One Direction song?
Oh,
hashtag Liam Payne.
I know. That still hurts. By the way, Jeremy, J-Mart, I know. We can't respond. The text line's not working. Sorry. Yes. He's very upset.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
This song gives me chills now, doesn't it?
I know.
Nicole needs the Deadpool song.
The Deadpool. Oh,
you
she
know.
Means.
You
she
know.
Means. She
you
means
know.
This. She means
you
this.
Know what
she means this. She means this. All right, we got you. We got you. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Which, this is a funny scene. Very violent.
It is the best open to a movie ever.
Right. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. The Deadpool song.
The
now.
Deadpool
it's
song.
It's called
now.
The Deadpool song.
Yes, listen.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Natalie's feeling some sort of way.
What?
She feels left out. It's been weeks.
What do you mean it's been weeks?
Since we played her song. She needs Nickelback or Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child. She even sent a GIF. Grey's Anatomy, pick me, choose me, love me.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Says I love y'all, even though you ignore me.
We're not ignoring
Listen,
you, Natalie. It's your moment.
Natalie, sometimes we have others to get to.
But it's your moment now, Natalie.
It is your moment. Throwback Thursday.
At first we talk.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Jessica was crying. We made her cry with 1D. Gets her every time. Got
so
her crying
sorry.
Over her pumpkin spice.
Okay.
She says, hey, do you always pick birthday sex when someone says it's her birthday? Just asking genuine curiosity. That answers yes, even if they're children. Because how else did they get there?
How else did they get there? I mean, sometimes we do the obvious like this, right?
Yeah, go show me.
It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. Like, what did it buy? And they ready to go from here. Aw, to send to the club. Birthday song, Throwback Thursday, for my mom too, Kathy, celebrating
Kathy,
a birthday.
Oh, Kathy, still sassy after all these
find
years.
Find her in the club, bottle full of bub, mama.
Oh, push Benjamina out all those years ago.
She ain't into having sex, she into making love.
Oh, what?
My God. Oh, love you, Mom. Love you, Mom. You're mad for me. She made me. She had to know. She had to know what she was getting into.
She did.
She had to know.
She, you know what? She created it.
She did.
It's all her fault.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yes. We can't have one boy band without the other.
Yeah. Also want to shout out my buddy Matt Luking. This is in honor of him, larger than life, Throwback Thursday, DJX. Alright, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, and just like that, it's over!
Oh dang it, Crystal from Mount Washington overslept, didn't even get to her regulate, but hopefully that woke her up. I feel like it did.
Aw, sorry, Crystal.
I feel like it did.
Shout out, listener. You guys are the only reason I listen to the radio, so hope that makes your day. Oh, it does.
We
it
didn't
does.
Even
Thank
get
you.
To Susie's sassy request of Usher, Let It Burn. Susie feels really sassy.
What does she need, some antibiotics?
I don't think it's that kind of burn. At least we hope not. T's and P's, thoughts and prayers. Hopefully it's not.
Okay.
Why did you automatically assume that? I was thinking sassy.
Oh.
Because it's kind of
Let
a
it burn?
Sensual song.
Or maybe she put her hand on the stove accidentally.
Oh, you think she needs ointment.
Ointment. Or the other reason.
Okay. Also, Amy from Charlestown needed regulate. Man, we need a couple of people that need to regulate.
That's
mount
right.
Mount up. We didn't mount up. I'm sorry. Dang it.
All right. So, hey, thank you guys so much for the requests. Every Thursday, we throw it back.
Really pulling for Brandon and Ashley, though.
Yeah.
Celebrate his birthday in a proper way.
It's his last year in his 20s.
Yeah.
He's turning 29.
Go out with a bang.
Ashley, hey, Ashley, you know what to do.
We gave you instructions.
You know what to do.
Musically speaking.
Musically speaking, we did. All brought to you by Once Upon a Child. Throwback there. So what is something you've never tried, but you're shutting it down in your brain, you're never going to? It's 99.7 DJX, and I'll tell you right now, it's Kelly. Well, not
me.
It's,
I feel attacked already.
For Kelly, it's coffee.
Yes.
Because I've tried several times. We even had it on the Wheel of Dares.
Yeah.
Now, you've eaten grounds before. You've eaten coffee grounds.
Against my will.
Well, yeah.
Like a spoonful.
But you've never had
a cup of coffee, not going to.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't do it.
Like, why?
I can't do it.
You don't know what you're missing out.
I can't do
it. You even commented on the coffee when you came in this morning.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it smells like freshly brewed coffee.
It smells good.
Not bad. I wasn't offended.
Right.
Not going to put it in my mouth.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm not saying it again. I'm not.
My headphones cut out.
You can't make me say it again. I'm not gonna.
All right, fine. Something you've never tried and never will. Tim rolls in. Activities like bungee jumping.
Yes, no.
Extreme roller coasters.
Yep, not doing that either.
Parachuting.
Yep, not it. Nope, don't need to.
Wow. Yeah, I think I would probably agree with the whole, like, extreme sports sort of angle.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need to do that.
No. And then we're getting in the food lane. Charisse, raw oysters, liver of any kind, eggnog, sardines, raw sushi, and more.
Actually, I've seen sushi come up several times.
Yeah.
Grace said sushi. The whole concept sounds like Emperor's New Clothes to me. Sushi is delish.
Addison, my grandma's homemade mac and cheese you're never going to try? That sounds delicious. Also disrespectful to grandma.
Everybody's commenting on her going, hey, what's wrong with her mac and cheese? What did grandma do to you?
Mac and cheese.
Ray says pineapple pizza, period.
Oh, listen.
You know
listen.
What? Look, hey.
Fighting words. Until you have tried it, you need to try it. Because I guarantee 95% of the haters have never actually tried it. And then once you do, you realize, I've been so wrong.
Yeah, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Whatever you like on your pizza is fine. But I will say, I would not poo-poo ever trying something on a pizza.
You have to. Because pizza to have an delicious. Opinion, you have to try it.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Martin
although I'm
says,
not going to try coffee.
Not going to do caves.
Caves?
Yep.
Okay.
Caves.
I get it.
Annie said, same thing. Squeezing into any tiny cave. No thanks.
Okay.
If the choice between a bear and getting stuck in some 24-inch hole in the ground,
you're
just going to let
the bear?
I'm just going to let the bear eat me. I'm
oh
fine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Are you ready to be offended?
Me?
Get ready to get offended.
Oh.
Dave is saying, being a Louisville fan, I could never be a Louisville fan. Just don't see how anyone could put themselves through that. Oh, dang. Oh, wow. How what? Are you feeling? Wellness check. Oh, my God.
You know what?
Wellness check on Cardinals fans.
I'm not even.
Oh, Dave is attacking.
It's fine. What he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Okay.
And he can be over there and look outside the window into the party that we're all having.
Being a hater.
Renee says octopus. So you're not going to like have, not caviar, what's it called?
Calamari.
Calamari.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's delicious.
It is so delicious. And maybe if someone like tricked her, like put it in front of her, didn't tell her what it was.
Yeah.
Like it's calamari and maybe she didn't know
Renee
what it was.
Renee also said, Kelly, I had my first cup of coffee at 58.
Really?
Now, she didn't say what her thought was on it.
Okay.
She just said, I had my first cup of coffee at 58.
Are you still having cups after that? Or was it like, I'm just confirmed
right.
that I'm not doing that again?
Right.
Aubrey's never had a fast. She's not doing a fast food cheeseburger.
Yeah.
She's never had one, never will.
That's crazy. Yeah, people are chiming in saying calamari is squid, not octopus, Ben.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's probably right.
Same type of thing.
Well, that's fact-checked, yes.
Then octopus, like where do you even get octopus?
I don't know.
At a seafood restaurant? Like Long John Silver's, do they throw it up there?
They're probably really tricky to catch.
Tricky to catch? Something you've never tried and never will.
Ooh, asparagus, collard, turnip greens, sweet potato.
You know what?
Oh, now sweet potatoes are just amazing. You've got to really put that aside. She can't stand the smell, she said. Any sort of savory casserole? What?
Yeah.
She didn't like her food mixed. Michelle! Oh, casseroles are the best!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel so sad. I want her to have my green bean casserole. Because I feel like she'd feel different.
You know, we have a lot of people that are saying, you know, never going to try drugs,
right.
Hard drugs.
That's smart.
Never going to drink, never going to smoke. And then we've got Stacey rolls in. I've never, ever, ever, I don't want to hang out with any boring people who don't want to drink or smoke or do drugs.
Oh, hey. All right.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, these are funny. If you want
right.
to comment, you always can. The Facebook thread is rolling right now at Ben and Kelly Show.
Well, you know what? Rose is saying never is a really strong word. Rose sounds like she's down for anything.
Giddy up,
and
Rose.
And we like that about you, Rose.
I was going to say giddy up, Rose. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.70JX. All right, setting the bar time, Kelly. This
is an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing cases and cases of butter, you're doing okay.
Why are we stealing cases and cases of butter? Do we just really like butter? Are we making like a really big batch of cakes? Or what's happening?
There is an issue that is happening in Ontario, Canada.
An issue in Ontario.
Yeah, there is a little town there in Ontario that people are stealing cases upon cases of butter. And we're not talking about a few packs in your coat. We're talking about a couple guys, like first theft valued at $936.
That's a lot.
Second time around, $958. They loaded all the butter into a cart, snuck it through the back of the store.
Are they trying to stay below the $1,000 mark so that they won't be prosecuted? Because I feel like they heard that, if it's under $1,000, they're not going to go
maybe.
After it.
Maybe. So, but get this. There have been, it's not just these two. There have been seven in the past 10 months.
Seven butter thieves?
Yes.
Why are we stealing butter?
There is a butter thievery syndicate happening in Ontario.
Can you sell butter on the black market? Is it valuable?
Would you buy black market butter?
I would not trust that.
Right?
I don't understand. Somebody needs to explain that to me.
You're like, hey, come here. You look like you could use some butter. I've got salted and unsalted.
Is
what
it
do you
a
like?
Certain brand? Is it I can't believe it's not butter?
That's not butter.
It is butter.
It is not. It's chemicals.
Delicious. It's a buttery spread.
It's a buttery spread.
It's a buttery spread, and that's the same
thing. It is a spread that tastes a little bit like chemicals.
Can you buy real butter at the grocery store or convenience store? I don't think you can.
What do you mean, can you buy it? Yes.
Does it say real butter on
it? Okay, we're getting off track.
It's country crock, isn't it? It's country crock. That's probably what
that's not
the real
even butter.
That's the real butter.
Will you stop with your buttery spreads?
It's like it's fresh churned. It's country crock.
Okay. Anyways, we're all worried about Ontario and this crime syndicate that is only targeting
apparently a shortage in Ontario. Nobody can get their butter because everybody's stealing it. What is happening?
Either that, or these guys are trying to like create a bakery.
I need some sort of a news expose on this, because I need someone to explain to me why people need to steal that much butter.
I think police are probably wondering that too.
Yes. Yeah. Like, what the heck is the appeal?
Listen, I don't want to get into anybody's butter business, but the right butter is absolutely delicious.
Absolutely. It enhances
everything.
Cooking, yes. Everything.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. And yeah. That is why we adore, I can't believe it's not
oh
butter.
My gosh. That is...
Listen, the spray kind, super convenient. What? That is really convenient.
You
just pop the little toast out of there, and there you go. You're good to go.
You are ripping at my soul.
Well, I'm just saying, it's really convenient.
It is not butter.
You can get to eating a lot faster.
Okay. A lot faster?
A lot faster.
If you leave your butter on the counter, then it's fine.
You make some... No, not that, no. No, that
if
is
you
not
have
the
salted
way you do
butter,
it.
Yes, if you have salted butter, there you can just leave it on the counter and it's fine.
For butter in the fridge, it's labeled. Anyway, you do the little pancakes, you put it on the plate and you and then you're good to go.
You're spraying
Absolutely.
Butter on your pan. I
yes,
can't
you
with
are.
You. I'm going to play a song because
and
I
it perfectly spreads it all the way around. The whole thing gets a little sprinkle. Sprinkle of butter.
I wish you could see my face right now. Because I'm like,
where my spray butter people?
I knew that you were.
I'll accept parquet. Where my spray butter people?
I knew that you were remedial when it came
remedial?
To like cooking, but I didn't know it was this level.
I'm into convenience.
I'm into convenience.
I'm into tasty convenience.
Butter is convenient.
It's tasty
What's
convenience.
Wrong with real butter?
You're just being a hater because you haven't. You haven't discovered this amazing life hack for yourself, you know, living in the world of tasty convenience. And that's okay. Maybe someday you'll get
maybe
there.
Maybe someday.
But until then, I'm just going to... It's delicious.
Anyways, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without...
I made you choke.
...stealing cases and cases of butter, then you're doing okay. I'm done with you.
You should try it.
I'm done with you.
You should try it because it's great.
Okay. Bar song, 99.70 JX. Good morning. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. By the way, if you are into the fun world of vaping...
The fun world of vaping? That's
you,
not really healthy
you could,
for you.
You could have a huge payday coming your way.
Oh, I don't know if we
there's
should.
A $300 million class action suit settled.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And
because
most,
it's so unhealthy?
Yeah, well.
Okay, then. All right.
Now, listen, you could be getting thousands from them.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, if you just decided to take up the habit of vaping, you're out of luck because the deadline to file... was February.
Okay, so you can't start vaping just to get in on this lawsuit,
right?
What you're telling
me?
Okay.
Right, exactly. But, okay. But for those of you who feel a little bit of FOMO because you aren't going to get some sort of a cash buyout from Juul because you vaped, because you don't vape, you know, at least...
You can sit there in your health.
You can sit there in your health.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And feel good about your life choices.
You can feel good. You can feel good knowing you've got some health to you. So
yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Anyways. All right. There's a lot to catch up on. Podcast, WDJX.com, tap, listen. How is your gender reveal ruined? There were plenty of wildly awkward stories.
Many of them had to do with the cake.
Cake?
The cake.
And then there was one who worked for a company that... they sprayed or they displayed the wrong color.
Oh, the laser.
The lasers.
Lights.
Yes.
Oh,
the laser lights
no.
were the wrong color.
Oh no. And then they went like the rest of the pregnancy thinking it was one gender and then surprise in the
that?
Delivery room.
I know. So fun.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So those stories were good to catch up on. Also, we're all pulling for Abby. She had to hear some tough information with group therapy.
I think she needed to hear it, though. Honestly, it was one of those situations where I think she knew the answer. She just needed other people to tell her.
Well, but she had a friend that was saying the opposite of what we told her.
Yeah, hang in there.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but she also kind of was like, I think she's just telling me what I want to hear.
Right. So, yeah, I feel like we need to, I think it may give him clarity if he loses her.
Yep. And
she'll know.
And then real quick to just take a look at on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, we got new headshots.
With an asterisk.
And
just the budget's a little low. So we decided to let Meta AI whip us up some new headshots.
As radio professionals we are.
Sure.
And then as superheroes.
Yes, absolutely. If we were to fight crime, what would that look like? And there is an aspect of Ben's picture I'm sure you're going to notice, because I did immediately.
And there, we got headshots of what we would have looked like had we continued on the career path that we had started college with.
Right. You can see Ben's half a semester of pre-med
played out,
brought to life.
Yes.
And me as a TV news anchor.
That's right. And then what we were, what our jobs were pre-college or just getting into college.
It was actually high school for me. You getting into college.
Yeah.
I worked at Little Caesars.
You worked at Little Caesars.
You worked at a deli
shop. I worked at a deli shop. So you can see that. And by the way, if you want to do this too, it's Meta AI there on Facebook, the app. You can just say like
the search.
Yes. Do the search in Meta AI and just like imagine me as
a superhero
or as Super Mario Brother or whatever.
And it scans your face. Then you can upload some other pictures to make it even more accurate. But
anyways,
can I just shout out to Meta AI and thank them?
And thank them
for the glorious hair.
Oh yes, the
that
hair.
Both you and I have.
Both you and I both have great hair.
Glorious. Hair commercials kind of hair.
Kelly, your superhero look.
Yeah.
Your hair is absolutely gorgeous.
It's amazing.
It's
I'm having
on
a Beyoncé moment.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. Now let's not look at us.
Let's not look in the mirror now.
No,
let's not look in the mirror.
Let's not look at Little Caesars and WDG Grinders.
We don't have to look at that one.
No.
It's last for a reason.
Yeah. Anyways, some fun there on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. All right. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it. I'm done. I'm out of words.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.